God is considered not to be tempted, but Jesus was tempted.
Throwing out the standard, Jesus isn't identical to the Father argumentation. I just saw a quotation in Channel from John Loftus's blog. I'm assuming that it is, obviously. I majored under William Lane Craig and earned a THM degree at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in 1985. Well, that is really sad. It's really sad. How on earth could you graduate from Trinity and be producing this mush of ignorance in regards to what you should understand? That would seem possibly to indicate the possibility of not just gross ignorance, but dishonesty, which atheists don't have a problem with. That's one of the reasons why when I comment on atheism on YouTube, I can't even have comments activated, because atheists cannot in any way, shape, or form show themselves to be controlled enough to not post profanity and so on and so forth. So I just, you know, don't even bother with those folks. So they don't have, an atheist has no reason to be honest. An atheist has no reason in mocking Christianity to do so accurately. And so I am certain that anyone who graduates the THM from Trinity would be an individual who would have had every possible opportunity to have studied the doctrine of Trinity and to understand it. Micah just posted in Channel under favorite books, anything by Bart Ehrman. Well, that doesn't overly surprise me too much. So anyway, that's very, very interesting that would be the case. Okay, so we go back to the thing. We lost our caller. Sorry about that. Like I said, we were going to go to the break and then we're back. Oh, yeah. Well, he's probably listening. Hopefully he'll call back. He wants to call back here, that is just so fascinated with John Loftus that, anyway. Okay, let's continue on here.